Juno is a fully solar-powered craft that will explore Jupiter's atmosphere and its polar regions. Jupiter remains a planet that is quite fascinating to scientists. Tim Collins, senior presenter at the Whitworth Ferguson Planetarium at Buffalo State College, says the gas giant does a lot for Earth. Its strong gravity, for example, protects us from some of the objects out there.
Jupiter certainly can pull in a lot of comets into its surface. We did get to see it with Shoemaker-Levy, a couple decades ago. But the other thing that Jupiter does is helps keep the asteroid belt corralled too, where it is. So that's another piece of what Jupiter can do.
Juno follows the highly successful Galileo mission, which raised interest in Jupiter's moon Europa. It's believed there's a global ocean beneath the icy crust, and scientists wonder if conditions beneath that crust are suitable for supporting life. Collins says, unfortunately, you'll have to wait longer to find out.
There's actually a plan for a mission in 2022 to look at those satellites again.
For the trivially curious, Monday's July 4th arrival at Jupiter by Juno is not NASA's first on the holiday. Back in 1997, NASA celebrated Independence Day with a successful landing of Pathfinder on Mars. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.